Unit 7, Lesson 25. New words and expressions.
Drive. As. Show somebody around.
Lesson 25, Exercise 1. Read about a visit to the Guangzhou Museum and answer the questions.
Yesterday, Jia Min and his classmates did something different. They went on a school trip. Jia Min was so excited that by 8 o'clock in the morning, he was already at school and waiting for the bus. Poor Jia Min. He had left home much too early, as the bus didn't come until just before 5:30. He had had to wait in the street for nearly 30 minutes. The drive to Yueshu Park didn't take long. By the time Jia Min and his friends had sung a few songs and told a few stories, the bus had arrived and everyone was getting ready to get off. Jia Min had visited the park many times before with his parents, but he had never gone inside the museum. That was where they were going now. As the class walked up to the front door of the 5-floor museum, a man stepped out to meet them. His name was Mr. Zhu, and he was their guide for the morning. Mr. Zhu had been a soldier, and then a teacher for many years. Now he showed people around the museum. "Welcome to the museum," he said. "Today I will tell you all about this wonderful old building and show you many of the interesting things inside it." He also had a special surprise for the students. "And since you're middle school students, I'll talk to you in English." Mr. Zhu had studied English. When the class had seen everything, and they had thanked Mr. Zhu, it was time for lunch. A special lunch had been ordered for them in a restaurant near the park. The class were almost as interested to see it as they had been to see the museum.
Lesson 26. New words and expressions.
Dish.
Lesson 26, Exercise 1. Listen to Jia Min talking about Mr. Zhu and say whether the sentences are true or false.
Mr. Zhu said that if you want to see history, you should look at him. He was just being funny, of course. He meant that he had lived for a long time and had seen lots of surprising things. During his last year at middle school, Mr. Zhu decided that he would go to university. But at the end of the year, he joined the army instead. Being a soldier was very dangerous. There were many hard days, and once or twice he thought that he would die. He used to say that he was going to live very quietly and safely after the war, if he didn't die in it. When the war ended, Mr. Zhu went to live on a farm. He wasn't sure if he would like farming, but he did. Many of the young children who lived near him didn't know how to read or write. They asked Mr. Dew if he would teach them. Soon, he was also teaching them maths, history, and other subjects. Without planning it, he had become a teacher. Mr. Dew taught for many years in a small school. When he stopped, he said that he wasn't going to do anything except rest and read books. But then a friend asked him if he would help at the museum for a few weeks. 10 years later, he is still there.
Lesson 27, Exercise 2.
Listen to Jiamin telling his mother about his visit to the museum. Then read their conversation and report the questions she asked him.
Hi, Mum. I'm home.
I'm on the phone, Jiamin.
Yes, thanks very much. Goodbye.
Well, Jiamin, how was your day at school?
I didn't go to school today, remember? We went to Yueshu Park.
Oh, of course. Did you all enjoy yourselves?
We had a great time. I learned a lot too.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned about Zhu Liang.
Who is he?
He's the man who built the Zhenhai building, the building the museum is in.
Oh, when did he build it? It was part of the old city wall, wasn't it?
That's right, and it's the only part left now. It was built in 1380 and...
Jiamin, come into the kitchen and tell me the rest. It's nearly time for dinner. Are you hungry?
Oh, yes. Learning all that history has made me really hungry.
Lesson 28. New words and expressions.
Sailor. Nearby. Hand over. Huangpu Army School.
Lesson 28, Exercise 1. Jiamin read many old newspaper stories at the museum. Newspaper stories often use the passive. Listen and fill in the correct forms of the verbs.
1. Canton, July 1839. A Chinese man has been killed in Hong Kong. Earlier, some British sailors were seen fighting with young men from a nearby village. The British have been asked to find the people who killed the man and hand them over to the Chinese. By 10 o'clock last night, this had not been done. 2. Canton, July 1930. The gate of the Huangpu Army School has been locked for the last time. The school, which was opened by Sun Yat-sen and others 7 years ago, has been closed. More than 150,000 students from all over the country have studied at the school since it opened. And many of our country's best soldiers were taught there. 3. Canton, 1930s.
102-year-old man has been discovered in our city. Huang Wei's age has been known to his family for many years. But until recently, it had not been proved. Then, a relative arrived in the city, and he brought a very special book along with him. The book had the names and birthdays of every person in the Huang family in it. Huang Wei's name and the date he was born had been written in the book, 102 years ago. 4. Canton, August 1942. It has been reported that Xiao Mingxing, one of our city's greatest singers, died today. She was only 31. Xiao Mingxing had been made to sing to her fans earlier this month, although she was not well. Her most famous song had been chosen to end the concert. She sang the first lines and then fell to the ground and didn't get up again.
Unit 7. Time for a song. A trip to the Old Town Museum.
We're going on a school trip, a school trip, a school trip. We're going on a school trip to the Old Town Museum. We're going on the school bus, the school bus, the school bus. We're going on the school bus to the Old Town Museum. We're listening to our teacher, our teacher, our teacher. We're listening to our teacher in the Old Town Museum. We're looking at the old things, the old things, the old things. We're looking at the old things in the Old Town Museum. It's the end of the school.